This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Tennessee commission has voted to strip away police powers from 4 of 5 officers fired and charged in the deadly beating of motorist Tyree Nichols in Memphis. We get more from Lisa Dwyer.
The Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission has voted to decertify 3 of the 5 officers arrested in connection with the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols in January.
U.S. President Joe Biden and
Desmond Mills voluntarily surrendered his certification. His lawyer said it's meaningless at this point and that his time was better spent defending his client, saying Mills was wrongly indicted on the second-degree murder count. The Memphis Police Department had requested the decertification of 7 former officers, including a supervisor who retired before he could be terminated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden made his first visit to Canada as president to discuss immigration and emphasize the strong security ties between Canada and the United States. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday pledged to stand together in friendship and against authoritarian regimes, from Russia to Iran to China.
Because of our shared prosperity is deeply connected to our shared security. In the past years have proven that Canada and the United States are not insulated from the challenges that impact the rest of the world. The world needs Canada and the United States working together.
9 missing. The two leaders affirmed their commitment to support Ukraine as the war-torn country battles against Russia's invasion, and they vowed to build up North American competitiveness.